This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. government has carried out its first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana hours after the court released its ruling. Lee was convicted of murdering a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl in 1996. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. The White House is been accused of undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Donald Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert, who has been sounding alarms about spiking cases. President Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic that has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his reelection chances. Reporters yesterday asked President Trump if he was still going to hold the 2020 Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, despite the surging coronavirus cases there.
Up a little bit, but we're going to do something that will be great. We think we're doing very well. We had some poll numbers a little while ago that are great. You know, it's the same story. It's suppression polls that we had in 2016, phony polls, fake news, phony polls, same thing. And we're doing very well. We're doing well in Georgia. We're doing well in Texas. I've read where I was 1 point up in Texas.
This is VOA.